his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and my guest this morning is Dr. Tweedy. And I know Tweedy has done a wonderful job of putting together several films, or DVDs, dealing with the Holy Land. You know, we're in trying times today. A lot of things are changing in America, and there's unrest. Political unrest here, just exactly as there was in ancient Israel many, many years ago. You study the history of ancient Israel, time and time again, the people turned against the Lord, and there were terrible punishments that were brought upon the land. And America has turned against God, certainly. But, you know, you need to understand the history of Israel, perhaps to understand what's going on in America today. But I believe that the history of Israel is so pivotal to so many of the things that are happening from a geopolitical point of view today. Well, the history of Israel is important, and certainly once you go to the land and you actually walk where Jesus walked, why, your life is never quite the same again. And if you're not able to get there, certainly this DVD series that Dr. Tweedy has put together, there are 6 DVDs in each one of the 2 sets, and they just cover different aspects of the history of the land and the history of the land. Dr. Tweedy, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure. We don't have a very good connection, so if you could speak up, it'll help me quite a bit.
All right, fine. I will do what I can. And so what motivated you to put together the films, and why is it important that people see them?
Well, we wanted to multiply the message. In other words, one speaker in one church only reaches a certain number of people. So we wanted to reach many more people with the message of Israel and help to explain why Israel is important. In fact, why it's almost front page news every day of the week. And so by filming in Israel in high definition, we can actually take them to the places that are mentioned in the Bible, and not just explain what the Bible says, but let them see for themselves. So that was the motivation, that raised the level of understanding among average people about who the people of Israel are and why they're so much in the news these days.
All right. Well, would you like to share some of the things that you share on the DVDs to help people understand? I mean, what is there, what they will actually see on these DVDs?
Okay, first of all, there are 2 series. We did a DVD series a few years ago. It's called Israel, A Journey Through Time, and it's 4.5 hours of television examining 4,000 years of Jewish history, from the call of God upon the man Abraham right up until the present. In fact, we peer into the prophetic future, if you like. So it's an overview of the Bible, what the Bible says about the people of Israel, of their history. We examine Abraham to Jesus. We look at Jesus, the Jew, who actually divided history because our calendar, 2011, dates from the birth of Jesus. So here's a very significant watermark in history caused by the birth of one Jew, Jesus of Nazareth, and his impact on the world of his day and, of course, until our day. And we examine in that series anti-Semitism, why the Jews are seemingly so hated and maligned by other nations, why the 6 million Jews were systematically exterminated in the Holocaust during the Second World War. Then we look at the remarkable rebirth of this nation in 1948, having been virtually separated from their land for 1,878 years, nearly 2,000 years. In 1948, the nation of Israel was reborn, and what they have achieved in the 63 years since then is nothing less than a miracle. I mean, in so many fields of human endeavor, Jewish achievement stands out. And then we look at the future and we say, well, where does history go from here? What can we expect in the short term in terms of the nations that are lining up against Israel, the threats of annihilation of Israel? So we look at it. It's a complete overview of the history of the Jewish people going back 4,000 years right up until the present. So that's the first series. The second series, which just came out earlier this year, is called Israel, A Journey of Light. And it looks at Jewish achievements, Jewish influence and innovation in the 20th and 21st centuries, and then really begins with God's promise to Abraham 4,000 years ago that from him would come a great nation that would be a blessing to all nations. So we take those promises and we say, have they been fulfilled? And if so, how have they been fulfilled? Has God kept his promises to Abraham and through his descendants, the children of Israel? So it's looking at Israel again, but from a different perspective, looking at what they've contributed to the well-being of the nations and of humanity as a whole. So
they're really very,
together,
very
they
well
give a great
done.
Overview
there's
of the people of Israel.
There, but a lot of it is just looking at the
a lot of information.
Right. And certainly Dr. Tweedy's commentary on what you're actually seeing. And really, they're magnificent films, beautifully done, beautifully filmed. And my wife and I looked at all 12 films. So they run, what, about 45 minutes each or 30 minutes each? How long?
Yeah, they're about a television hour, so something like 45 to 47 minutes each.
All right, fine. And certainly they are available through your ministry and to the people who actually film. Now, did you actually do the filming yourself, or was that a professional film crew that came in?
Well, I'm the on-camera host in both series, but we took our camera crew to Israel, and we have a very young production team, and, of course, worked together, and I wrote much of the script for both series. And so, yeah, we produced them really from scratch. And beautiful filming in Israel and in high definition. So people really, the cinematography is remarkable. And, of course, we interview significant people in Israel and ordinary people in Israel. So we're not just trying to tell the story of the Jewish people. We're letting them tell their own story. And it begins and flows, and it's really a flow through of the history of the Jewish people. It's a remarkable story because they've been fighting against all odds all down through the centuries and have suffered much persecution, but remarkably they have survived and thrived.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting, or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Dr. Tweedy. Our telephone number, if you have a question, would be 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, you know, most people don't stop and think about it, but the history of the Jewish people is unique. I mean, you never hear about the Philistines coming back to occupy the land, or the Hittites, or the Edomites, or all of these other tribes that were there, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. They're gone, and they may have a few descendants around, but the fact that the Jewish people have actually returned and established a nation there of Israel, I think is one of the great miracles, and certainly one of the best-known prophecies, but people, I don't think, understand the prophetic significance of the fact that Israel, whatever you think of the nation, whatever you think of the leaders, whatever you think about the way they've dealt with the Palestinians, that isn't important. The important thing is that this was prophesied in the Holy Scriptures thousands of years ago, and it's come to pass. Would you agree with that, Dr. Tweedy?
Yes, I would. In fact, in the series, we follow the prophetic timeline. We look at the promises God gave through the Hebrew prophets thousands of years ago, both of the scattering of Israel, of their dispersion among the nations, but also of their regathering. And after, as I mentioned earlier, nearly 2,000 years of being dispersed among the nations, they've been regathered, and in 1948 became a nation again. At that time, the population, the Jewish population of Israel was around 600,000, and 63 years later, it's more than 6 million. So that's proof positive that the promises that God gave through the prophets have come to pass. I mean, it's a remarkable story, and it's nothing less than a miracle. When we speak of miracles, we mean that the hand of God has moved and brought this about.
And, of course, it's so difficult for people, I think, really to understand that there were people, Christian writers, 100 years ago, writing about prophecy and the Lord's return. But there were, and, of course, down through the centuries, people have always said, well, the Lord's coming tomorrow. But wise Christian leaders have said, no, why, of course, the Lord cannot return until Israel has been reconstituted as a nation, and that has actually happened. Now, that doesn't mean that God's going to return tomorrow, but we don't know when he's coming. But certainly we do need to understand the land, and you get a chance to see it beautifully there, and actually what the Jewish people have accomplished in that remarkable land. What sort of comments have you gotten from people who've actually viewed the series?
Okay, I'm still not hearing you very well.
I'm sorry. What sort of response have you gotten to this series?
Oh, to the series?
Yes.
They're being seen worldwide. I was just in Uganda. I just came back last Wednesday, and I did a series of teaching conferences about Israel across Uganda. And that was a follow-up from when I was there 2 years ago. But we've had a tremendous, the series can be viewed by individuals, by families in their homes. They can be used for study in churches, for Bible studies, Sunday evening services. With the first series, there is a study guide that comes with it. So there are questions there for discussion. But the response has been tremendous. We're very, very encouraged, and would encourage people need to understand that Israel is perhaps one of the, maybe the most important topic in the world today, precisely because of what the Bible has said and the promises of God that Jesus of Nazareth will come again, as he did before, and when he comes, he will come to Israel, specifically to the city of Jerusalem. So all roads pointing forward point to the significance of Israel and of the holy city, Jerusalem. So people really need to understand who the Jewish people are and why that is important for them and their families, and in fact for the nations as well. So we tell them why Israel is important, why they need to know the history of Israel, and they need to understand the prophetic future as it's outlined in the Bible. In other words, God has already told us in the Holy Bible what to expect going forward. So it's the future written, if you like, on the pages of Scripture. And we take people on this journey from the beginning of Israel with the call of Abraham 4,000 years ago right up until the present. And by the time they've watched it, and if they're homeschooling their children or their children in school, they will have a really good overview and understanding of who the Jewish people are and why they're significant for our generation today. This will really help them. And if they haven't been to Israel, they will see Israel on film. And where it is significant in terms of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible.
Well, there's some people who say that there are Jewish groups over there that want to rebuild the temple, the Jewish temple, the ancient temple that was built two or three times and torn down and there on Mount Moriah. Do you think the temple will be rebuilt, and how can they possibly do that with the Dome of the Rock sitting there atop the temple square?
Well, there are two mosques. There's the Dome of the Rock, the golden dome that we see in all of the television images, the most familiar image of Jerusalem. But at the other end of the Temple Mount, there is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is actually a working mosque where Muslims worship on Fridays. So yes, it's interesting that they're standing on what is known as the Temple Mount, even though the temple hasn't been there since AD 70, when the Roman armies destroyed Jerusalem and with it the temple. And yet, it's carried on for nearly 2,000 years, and we don't refer to it as the Mosque Mount, we refer to it as the Temple Mount. And it's significant for other reasons. It's the only place on earth God said that he would place his name. One of the references is in the first book of Kings, chapter 9, verse 3. So, yes, I do believe the temple will be built. The timeline is open to interpretation and discussion. How it will be built with two mosques there, well, that's going to take a miracle. And, of course, miracles are God's business. But the Bible does say that a temple will stand again on the Temple Mount in the prophetic future. And, in fact, the Temple Mount Faithful, an organization that has made it its purpose to build the new temple, they try every year to lay the foundation stone, and every year they are stopped by the police authorities in Jerusalem. So there is a strong desire, certainly among some of the Jewish people, the Israelis, to see the temple built again. But as you say, the mosques are standing in the way.
And how will that ever come about? What did the Jewish people say when you asked them, well, how could you possibly... resurrect or build or rebuild the temple, you know, Sydney with the Dome of the Rock there. What's their response?
Well, Jewish people, they're really a mosaic. And, of course, even though they're Jewish by birth and in name, they're not all Bible-believing people. So you have, you know, there are the very Orthodox, or we call them the ultra-Orthodox, and they say that it will be the Messiah's business to build the temple. And so in the extreme position of the ultra-Orthodox, they don't even recognize the nation of Israel or the government of Israel because they believe that that's Messiah's business. And when he comes, he will set up the kingdom government, and he'll be the one who will bring about the rebuilding of the temple. And then there are others, Jews, who believe it should be rebuilt, like the ones I mentioned, who try to lay the foundation stone. There are even those who are preparing a priesthood for the eventuality when the temple is built again. They'll not just have a temple, they'll have a priesthood to function within the temple. So in Israel itself, people will give you various opinions about this. So there are many different points of view concerning the rebuilding of the temple.
But I think that the important thing is there are many Jews who say, well, God is going to intervene and create a situation so it can be rebuilt. And I think that is so important for people to understand that from a logical point of view, there's no way that the temple can be rebuilt. But if you understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle and that God does act and intervene in the affairs of men, then the Jewish faithful believe that God is going to intervene, and by one means or another, he's going to establish the mechanism by which the temple will be rebuilt. Is that a fair analysis?
I would say so. You know, all the way down through history, even in the persecution of Israel, even during the Holocaust of the Second World War, Jews always had the expression, next year in Jerusalem. It was the longing of their hearts that even though they were no longer in the land, as it were, although there were always some Jews living in Israel down through the centuries, but the vast majority in their dispersion among the nations always had the hope next year in Jerusalem. They never forgot where they came from, nor did they forget where they ultimately hoped to go, and that was back to Jerusalem. But something is going on today. You mentioned the spiritual warfare, and this is very significant, because the Palestinian Authority, as you know, recently their so-called president addressed the United Nations and asked the United Nations to establish, once and for all, a Palestinian state with its capital in Jerusalem. Well, the capital that he refers to is Old Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem of King David, Solomon, and Jesus. So when they ask for this Palestinian state to be established, they're really claiming it, but at the same time, the Jerusalem of the Jews, where, in fact, the temple once stood. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out politically in the months that lie ahead, because if that were to happen, and if somehow the Palestinians were able to claim Old Jerusalem as their capital, that would tear the heart out of Israel for the Jewish people, because the heart and center of Israel, where the Jewish people are concerned, is Old Jerusalem, or the Jerusalem of 2,000 years ago, the Jerusalem of Jesus. So we're in prophetic times, we're in very interesting times, and in fact, this will be, the prophet Zechariah says, this battle for Jerusalem is going to be a stumbling block for the nations, and all who come against Jerusalem will injure themselves in the process. So even though we see these political things happening at the United Nations just in the month of September, they're actually prophesied on the pages of Scripture more than 2,000 years ago. So again, this is why people need to understand the significance of Israel for our times, for our generation, and our DVDs are one way of helping them to understand vividly.
And I think that they do a beautiful job of bringing out what Israel is all about today. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment. But, I mean, we look at what's going on politically throughout the world, economically throughout the world. But very, very few people emphasize what's going on spiritually throughout the world. People don't understand the spiritual forces behind the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy New York, all of this movement, this worldwide movement that is sweeping the world. They don't understand there are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing this. And until we look at what is taking place throughout the world, not simply from a geopolitical point of view with the conflict between the East and the West, between America and Russia, between America and the terrorists. And I mean, nothing as it appears to be. And yet, of course, Israel is there as a constant reminder that there is a spiritual battle taking place in the world today. And if we don't address what is taking place in that spiritual battle, why, we really can't understand the unfolding of world events. And this DVD series is an excellent, excellent means of being reminded of actually, it's almost like going there again. We've been there to Israel six times, and yet we thoroughly enjoyed watching this DVD series, usually in the evening after I finished my late evening program. We would watch the DVD. Give us a call, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Dr. Tweedy. We're talking about his film series, his DVD series on Israel. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Dr. Tweedy, how can people get copies, purchase copies of your DVD series?
The easiest way would be to go to the website for explorationfilms.com. That's all one word, explorationfilms.com. They are available through other outlets such as Amazon and so forth, but I think they'll get an overview of the units and the order. They can order directly through Exploration Films. So explorationfilms.com for either series.
A little off subject, but you said you were just back from Uganda. And certainly I'm quite concerned about that part of the world. We're sending combat troops into Uganda, just like we sent our combat troops into Vietnam many years ago, but they were just there for consultation. Oh, what is your impression of Uganda? We've heard that they... in parts of Uganda, why the people are being forced to leave their land, and it's being turned over to major corporations there that are coming in for mass farming. What was your impression visiting Uganda? Is there any political unrest there because of the seizure of the people's land?
Quite honestly, I wasn't aware of it. I did three significant conferences, one in the capital city of Kampala, another in western Uganda, a place called Barara, and another in north central, a place called Rosheri. So I was very much with the people. I was with many pastors. And these were Israel-focused conferences, which is really quite interesting. And, of course, I was there 2 years ago, and then they invited me back this time. And what was also significant is there were delegates from the surrounding nations, from Kenya, the new Republic of South Sudan, which is a new country established just a couple of months ago in July, Rwanda, Tanzania. And as a result of teaching about Israel in Uganda, I have invitations to all of these other nations now to do the same thing in their countries, where I'm not just speaking to a delegation from their country, but many more pastors and people. So I did travel quite extensively in Uganda for 2 weeks. I was with the people. I was not aware, not that it may exist, but I simply wasn't aware of land being confiscated, or issues with the government. I found the people to be, poverty is rampant, but the people generally were, and I guess I was dealing with, and for the most part, Christians, and they were upbeat and joyous. And certainly, I can tell you this much, really embraced the message of Israel. I preached or lectured for, I think, at least 20 times, an hour at a time, in a two-week period, and sometimes it was three single hours in a day, and they couldn't get enough. They wanted more and more and more. So one thing is sure, they have really, they're understanding the significance of Israel, and in fact, a little over a year ago, I was invited to a conference to address 200 generals, Christian generals in the armies of East Africa. It's a long story short. I won't explain. I eventually didn't go, which was fortunate because the conference was canceled when an election was called in Uganda for this past February. And so I didn't get there, but I did have military people in the conferences this time. And I know there's widespread interest in Israel, both in the military and beyond it. So they're understanding the significance of Israel and the prophetic times in which we're living. It was very, very, very refreshing for me to experience that.
Well, it's wonderful to know that so many people in Africa are Christian. And my understanding is that Uganda is predominantly Christian, about 15% Muslim, but the vast majority are Christians, and we can be thankful for that. I'm just so glad that there was a good response and that there are Christians in the military there who hopefully will stand for righteousness. Well, anyway,
of course, our DVDs have been seen in Uganda. As a matter of fact, they're seen on several African television networks, and there are tourists going to Israel from Kenya as a result of watching these DVDs. In other words, they're not content to see the DVDs and see Israel on film. They want to see Israel for themselves. And in fact, I am, in conjunction with Uganda and others, I meet them in Israel and take the Africans on a tour of Israel itself. So they're sending tours to Israel every year. So they really want to understand the message of Israel and let the people of Israel know that they stand in solidarity with them and that they're praying for them. And of course, the African people, the Christian people in Africa, really know how to pray, and they will pray, they'll pray through the night. So they are praying for Israel and for Israel's well-being, and that too is very encouraging and very refreshing.
Well, is there anything else we should cover about the films that you'd like to bring up this morning?
I would simply tell your audience that if they want to receive a blessing, I mean, it's not just, you know, they will have their eyes open, but more importantly, the eyes of their understanding opened. When they see Israel in the news, I mean, today, a young Israeli soldier who was kidnapped and captured just over 5 years ago has been returned to Israel in exchange for more than 1,000 prisoners, terrorists, many of whom were serving 36, 40 consecutive life sentences for murder. They have Israeli blood on their hands, bombing buses, cafes, restaurants, hotels. And Israel is in the process of releasing more than 1,000 people who rightfully belong on death row, but giving them freedom, pardoning some of them, in exchange for one lone Israeli soldier kidnapped 5 years ago. Can you imagine that? Why would we do it? And, of course, it's quite controversial in Israel because the bereaved families of those killed by the terrorists don't want them released, but in any case, they are being released, and it has caused divided opinion in Israel. But it shows the value that Israel places on one single life. And it's hard for us to understand how people on death row with blood on their hands could be released, but never mind that, that's what's happening. And people need to understand what it is that motivates the Jewish people and why they do things like this. They've done it before, and perhaps they'll have to do it again. But we need to understand who they are. Israel is the only nation on the earth that God specifically called into being, and the only nation that can claim that. And it began with God's call to the man Abraham, and that's where our DVDs begin. We begin with that divine call on one man who lived in a very pagan world where many gods were worshipped, but he was worshipping only one God. And God said, I'm choosing you, and I'm going to make of you a great nation, and the nation that comes from you will be a blessing to all nations. That's the story of Israel.
We'll be back in a moment, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danette, and I would like to invite you to join us and the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we celebrate the biblical feast for Northern Colorado with the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, Sukkot, Wednesday, October the 12th at 5 p.m. at 5112 Thistle Place in Loveland. Bring a dish to share for the Oneg meal. For more information or directions, call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for the final segment of our program this morning. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. But certainly I'm deeply concerned about the idea of releasing over 1,000 murderers. Many of these people are frank murderers, multiple murderers, in exchange for one Israeli soldier. It looks to me like a sign of weakness. And in the world which Israel lives, you do not want to appear to be weak. They've done this before, of releasing several hundred terrorists in exchange for the bodies of a dead Israeli. And now over 1,000 terrorists for one Israeli soldier. And as we've talked about on this program before, there are very real questions as to the kidnapping of Shalit here 4 years ago. That is his soldier's name. His kidnapping could have been prevented, and it wasn't allowed at that time. So many things are taking place that really don't make sense if you look at them logically. But I believe, of course, we live in a totally irrational world. I personally believe that this foreshadows terrible things happening to Israel. I do not believe that any logical country would actually release over 1,000 terrorists, many of them who are multiple murderers, in exchange for one Israeli soldier. I believe that this is going to be interpreted by the surrounding countries as a sign of weakness. What are your thoughts, Dr. Tweedy?
Could you repeat the question? I can't hear you that well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, basically, I would think my fear would be that the surrounding countries would look upon the release of over 1,000 murderous terrorists for one Israeli soldier as a sign of weakness on the part of the Israelis.
Yeah. If they were able to get 1,000 terrorists, many of whom have a lot of Israeli blood on their hands, that's a strong motivation for trying to kidnap more soldiers, not to mention the fact that many of them are hardcore terrorists. So the leopard doesn't change its spots. Once released, they'll find their way back into terrorist organizations, and they will commit further acts of terror against Israel. So this is why the release of these people is causing such an uproar in Israel, and opinion is naturally divided by those who would say if they have blood in their hands, they should never be released, and others who would say this is the price we have to pay to get our young soldier back. But it's causing a lot of pain, actually more pain for the bereaved families in Israel. And yes, it shows weakness to the enemies of Israel. They would say, kidnap a soldier, and we get 1,000-plus terrorists. And that's an invitation to kill or kidnap more soldiers going forward. So what a dilemma. But I think, you know, we can't pass judgment on this. It's a very sensitive issue, but I think we can say what is the motivation behind it. And so what is it that, and simply put, it's the people of Israel cherish life while their enemies seem to cherish death. And there's a big distinction right there. And so one soldier held captive for more than 5 years in some quarters in Israel. It's worth it to get him back, reunite him with his family, even if it means releasing cold-blooded murderers. But it will be interpreted as a sign of weakness by the enemies of Israel.
I certainly concur, and I'm very, very worried about the future of Israel. I certainly with enemies now, both the south in Egypt and in the north in Lebanon and Turkey, and certainly the unrest as far as Syria and Jordan is concerned. Why? I mean, Israel is surrounded by enemies. What do you foresee? We just have a few moments here, and I realize this is not has nothing to do with the films, but what do you foresee as the future of Israel at this time in history?
I see it as a fight. It's an ongoing fight for survival. I wish I could say otherwise, but I do see enemies lining up against Israel, and the enemies are becoming stronger militarily. I read a report that some of the ground-to-air missiles that disappeared in Libya may have found their way into Gaza. That means that in the wrong hands, they could shoot down an airliner arriving or taking off from Tel Aviv airport. It's very, very big concern. But realize that the Jewish population in Israel is somewhere around 6 to 7 million people, but they're surrounded by 300 to 400 million enemies. Many of them in well-equipped armies with air forces. And not only that, today the concern is missile warfare, where missiles can be launched, and even with potential for nuclear warheads. So I don't see peace coming to the region. I see wars in Israel's future. In fact, they're prophesied in the Bible. And the Bible goes so far as to list some of the nations that will align against Israel. And I wish I could say otherwise, that, you know, there will be peace, but Israel pulled out of Gaza in August 2005 as a unilateral attempt to demonstrate that Israel wanted peace and to achieve peace. And, of course, the very next year, Hamas became the political government in Gaza, and rockets have been launched from Gaza virtually daily on the communities of Israel that are on the other side of the Gaza fence. So history shows that peace is just not achievable in that region, and we get a sort of quiet times, and then war breaks out. And so I do think, unfortunately, I wish I could say otherwise, I do think that we will see a significant Middle Eastern regional war in the not-too-distant future.
I agree with you.
I'm quite sure that people in Israel are aware of it.
About the
fact, they've been doing drills in preparation for it. And it's just the reality of the times in which we live. And another reason why people need to be informed about who the people of Israel are. Because God actually, when God spoke to Abraham, he said, I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse him who curses you. So God was really drawing a line in the sand and saying, as you treat the people of Israel, I in turn will treat you. And God was speaking to individuals and nations alike. So it's far more important for us to bless Israel and be blessed than to curse Israel and be cursed. And the reference is Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. God was very specific. And I think, in fact, we can look at history and we can see that nations that have mistreated Israel have paid the price on many different levels in their societies.
Bye-bye. God bless. Thanks so much, Dr. Speedy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. My privilege, my pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal mid Rosh and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Dan back here. Dr. Tweedy, are you still there? Dr. Tweedy? No, Dr. Tweedy's gone, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with him this morning. You know, as we look at what is going on in the area around Israel, the surrounding countries in the Near East, the Middle East, we tend to look at it from a geopolitical point of view. From the point of view of the Central Intelligence Agencies and certainly the forces working behind the scenes that want to plunge the world into another great war. But one thing we should do is look at it from a spiritual point of view. In the same way, we look at Israel, we look at the rather hopeless situation they're in from a geopolitical point of view. But there is a spiritual component to everything going on today. In a similar manner, of course, as we look and see what's happening throughout the world, we see suddenly within the last month or so a spontaneous uprising all throughout the world. We call it Occupy Wall Street. But of course, this movement is seen in Germany, it's seen in Greece, it's seen in England, I had seen in South America. I mean, do you honestly believe in your own heart of hearts that this is occurring just spontaneously all throughout the world? Well, people tell you, well, George Soros is behind it, and I'm sure he's involved with his money and his Tide Foundation and his Move On organizations. But that is certainly not powerful enough to do this all throughout the world. And then, of course, the communists, the Marxists, and they're all involved in this, and they're coordinating this. But there are other forces. And, of course, it took me a long time to realize that there is a spiritual component to communism. And the common denominator behind communists throughout the world is an intense hatred of the God of the Bible. And these people are energized knowingly or unknowingly by powerful spiritual forces. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You can't understand anything going on in the world today unless you read this very important book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope that you'll get my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret of the syllabuses to go with that. You need to understand the spiritual component that is guiding the unfolding of world events, because if you don't, why nothing going on really makes sense. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get my DVD on the best enemies money could buy. Going into the background of the fact that the American State Department and American corporations working in concert actually financed world communism, financed the Nazi movement both before and during World War II, financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War so that we could continue having a long and a bloody war that we ultimately lost. and now are in the process of funding and arming the Muslim Brotherhood, which is in the process of taking over throughout the Near East and the Middle East in preparation for the coming war. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Go there. You can listen to our radio program 24 hours a day. Please pray for America.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danette, and I would like to invite you to join us and the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we celebrate the biblical feast for Northern Colorado with the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, Sukkot, Wednesday, October the 12th at 5 p.m. at 5112 Thistle Place in Loveland. Bring a dish to share for the Oneg meal. For more information or directions, call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.